Hello everyone, it's Tom here with another audio walk from open country. You join me today on a beautiful yet absolutely freezing day. To quote a wonderful Yorkshire phrase, it's reet nithering. This is my first audio walk of 2021, so a very happy new year to you all. Although I say Happy New Year, we're now plunged once again into lockdown mark 3 here in Yorkshire and of course the whole of the UK. But don't worry, because the Open Country audio walks are here to bring a bit of cheer into your new year. Anyway, enough of the rhyming, we better crack on with this walk. Of course, because we are in lockdown, once again, I'm limited to the area where I can do these audio walks. Most of them that you will hear over the next few months or so will once again be from my local patch, which, to be honest, I personally don't think is a bad thing, because I love this area and I think there's enough content here for a lifetime's worth of lockdown audio walks. But let's hope it doesn't come to that. That's a bit of an extreme, but while lockdown is here, we might as well make the most of what we have on offer here in my local patch. The walk that you join me on today is along the Airborough Valley Greenway, which is an old railway line path that links the towns of Guiseley and Yeadon. At either end of the track, there is two hidden nature reserves. In fact, they're so hidden, I don't think even a lot of local people to here know about them. So along the way, we'll explore those, as well as the wonderful beauty of the railway line track itself as well. I'm starting the walk at the Yeadon end of the track. It is an out and back route, although we'll take a slight deviation here and there just to take in a few extra sights along the way. So we're starting from a local nature reserve known as Engine Fields. It was turned into a nature reserve back in the 1980s. Before then it was just a derelict piece of land, really, sat behind Dog Lane Mill, which is directly behind me now. It's a bit of a dilapidated, derelict building that I think is being used for storage for local businesses. On my right hand side, in contrast to that, there's a brand new building. Well, I say brand new, it was an old building that was demolished and then refurbished and converted into an oldie supermarket a couple of years ago. And to be honest, the people going in and out of the doors of the supermarket with their face coverings on and pushing their trolleys, I'm sure the majority of them don't even know that this place exists. Already, as I've wandered into the nature reserve, I've seen mallards playing on the old mill ponds either side of me. The one on the right-hand side, obviously a bit more exposed, is completely frozen over. And a little robin was hopping around in the branches as well, as if to say, welcome to my local patch. I've also seen a squirrel or two nipping in front of me on the path as well as I walk through the trees. So although we've got quite an urban area around us, it's lovely to step into this natural oasis. We've now walked a bit further down through Engine Fields Nature Reserve, across a lovely area of open field, which is obviously where the site gets its name from, with lovely views over the trees beyond and a few of the other buildings of Yeadon and Rawdon sticking up above the trees. You can make them out at this time of the year when there's no leaves on the trees. Usually in the summer it's just a wash of green. And there's this lovely stream that runs all the way down through the nature reserve. And we're currently stood on a little old pack horse bridge with beautiful stone walls covered in moss at either side, which is obviously part of the mill infrastructure at one time. We're nearly out of the nature reserve now and we'll be heading on to the Airborough Greenway track. Hello there. Hello. Hi. We're now walking along the Airborough Greenway old railway line path. And as you've just heard me say hello to somebody there, it is quite a busy route, as it is a nice natural corridor in between the two towns of Guiseley and Yeadon, rather than having to walk on the busy main roads. The other thing with it being locked down, as we noticed back in March and April of 2020, it's certainly a way of getting people out and about, just to have a change from the four walls that they might be staring at home. If you're one of those people that unfortunately can't get out at the moment, hopefully this is a nice bit of relief from that. You can close your eyes and just enjoy the experiences of these audio walks. Although we've got a housing estate on my left-hand side and an industrial estate on the right, this really is, as I say, a natural corridor. I've got a series of trees at either side of me that are reaching up into the air, almost engulfing me in a tunnel, which is quite ironic given that this is an old railway line. As I look down the track, there are three bridges that I can see where the local roads cross. It just frames this wonderful landscape really nicely. You wouldn't know at all that you were within the middle of two towns. It feels very rural indeed. We've just passed under one of the busier road crossings over the Airborough Greenway, where the A65, which is the main road out of Leeds that links Ilkley and then the Yorkshire Dales and finally the Lake District beyond that. And it's always a busy route, but just going under it like we just have done makes you realise that when you are going about your busy life, that there are these pockets around you of solitude, and it's really nice to be in one of those rather than sat in my car queuing on the road up to the traffic lights as I would be usually. I'm coming up to a bit of an icy section here. As I say, it is quite a nithering day, so there are still parts of the path that are covered in frost where that beautiful sunlight hasn't been able to get to it to melt it down just yet. You may be able to hear more industry in the background, but for the moment I'm just enjoying this natural corridor as we walk further towards the end of the track and Hetchel Wood Nature Reserve, which is where I'll speak to you next. It's at times like this where I'm actually quite glad it's very icy underfoot, because the entrance into Hetchel Wood Nature Reserve that we've just gone through now is usually an absolute quagmire, but because it's so frosty, the mud has nicely frozen, so instead of going down to my ankles in deep clogging mud, I've managed to hover nicely over the top, albeit very precariously, trying not to slip over in the process. Hetchell Wood Nature Reserve is actually owned by the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust and managed by them. And again, it's a place that not even locals know about. The path along the old railway line was really busy. I was passing people coming in the opposite direction. There was a string of people behind me pushing pushchairs, walking dogs. But as soon as I've turned off into this wonderful oasis of nature, I haven't seen a single soul. And it's nice just to hide away under the hawthorn trees where I am now and just take a moment to look around at my surroundings. In front of me, I've got this wonderful patch of silver birch trees. And then as I look further down towards the valley, there's much more established oaks and beech trees that eventually morph into spring wood, which is at the other side of the railway line, just at the bottom of the valley. The industrial hum and thumping that you can hear in the background that unfortunately is cutting out some of those natural sounds at the moment is actually a plant where they process grit for spreading on roads during the winter. So obviously with the current conditions and the current climate, it's very much needed at this time of year. So they are obviously very busy indeed. The sound of industry seems to have just died down a bit for a moment. We are shielded by some of the silver birch trees that I was talking about earlier on. And the path that we're on at the moment, again, is very frosty. And at either side, we've just got these huge banks of brambles. I must remember this for the autumn, because it'd be a fantastic place to come down and pick some blackberries to make a few pies and crumbles. Hetchell Wood Nature Reserve has always been a place of escape for me, really. Those of you who know me through open country will probably know that for 10 years of my life I drove coaches for a living. And not too far away is actually the yard where the coach company I work for is based. And if I was ever doing work at the yard, either doing standby for drivers that might call in sick or just doing a bit of paperwork at the office, I'd always just have a quick wander along the old railway line path and just find a bit of solitude in this wonderful area of quiet. And, well, I say quiet with all that industrial in the background. It's not that quiet today, but it can be when things aren't as busy as they are at the moment. Just standing for a moment just to take in that natural sound whilst we've got the lull in the grit manufacturer in the background. It is truly wonderful. In a moment we'll be leaving Hetchell Wood Nature Reserve and heading back out onto the old railway line path and back towards Yeadon, where we started. But before I do, I must bring this beautiful area of the wood to your attention, where the bird life is absolutely amazing. Just down to my left-hand side, on one of the brambles, is a siskin, which is a beautiful yellow-coloured bird. Unmistakable as it flashes through this otherwise very dull undergrowth. In the tree just above it is the beautiful bright pinky reddish hue of a bullfinch. Very striking bird with a deep black cap and then that, as I say, very pinky red bright chest and just under its wing. This one's a male because the females are just slightly paler. And then in the big silver birch tree just beyond them is a flock of long-tailed tits. I like to call them badger birds because of the black and white stripes that run across their head. But then they are called long-tailed tits because they do have quite that distinctive long tail. I'm sure the RSPB are glad that I didn't name them badger birds before they could call them long-tailed tits, because I'm sure that's a much more accurate way of describing the bird itself. I've also just seen some blue tits come in and just have a little bit of squabble on the tree in front of me, a little ash tree, before moving away into the undergrowth beyond. It is amazing if you just stand for a moment and just let nature unfold in front of you, that if I was just walking with my headphones on or whatever along the path, I would probably not have noticed all of this. But thankfully, I'm recording this audio walk, so I can just stand here for that time and take it in, and not only just take it in, but share this wonderful moment with you as well. We're now heading back along the Airborough Greenway, underneath the echoey tunnels and in between the natural tunnels of these lovely trees. I know that a lot of people sort of malign out and back walks because they think, well, what's the point in walking out the same way as you're going to come back, because you'll just see the same things over again. But for me, there's just something special about it, because no matter where you are, walking out one way and walking back another will give you a completely different perspective. From a photography perspective, the light since I set off has changed quite dramatically. It was quite harsh earlier on as the sun was higher in the sky, but now it's just starting to dip. It's casting this beautiful orangey-yellow glow onto the tips of the trees, just illuminating my path back to where I've come from. You see different things as well walking in an opposite direction that you didn't see before. I've noticed a little bird box on the side of one of the industrial units on my left-hand side, which I didn't see when I was walking out. It just gives you that opportunity to take in things twice, and when you do that, you take them in deeper and they stick with you. So I'm all for the out and back walk, especially on a beautiful day in a beautiful location like this one. As the sun dips lower in the sky, a couple of moorhens squabble on the path in front of me before plopping into the mill pond. We're now reaching our final destination of Engine Fields Nature Reserve, where we started this audio walk, which seems like a lifetime ago now. We've seen so much and experienced so much along the way. The term flat as a mill pond is very apt for the pond that we're finishing at in front of us here. It's showing this beautiful reflection of that golden light hitting the top of the trees, matched with the dead brown of the reeds and things surrounding the edge of the pond. It just really is very aesthetically pleasing to the eye. The moorhens don't seem to be that bothered, though. They just seem to be intent on chasing each other and making ripples in those beautiful reflections. As we've been walking around today, it's just reminded me that these moments of solitude are really special. As I was walking under those bridges, thinking about the busy A65 above and what I'd be usually doing when we're not in lockdown, just made me appreciate it even more. Looking back to those days when I was coach driving and having to escape that very clinical world to find some solace in nature, and now I can do it and share it with you as well as I'm out on this walk today. As tough as lockdowns are, and we can all be forgiven for getting frustrated about thinking about what we could be doing or what we feel we should be doing, I think maybe sometimes we should sit back and just appreciate these moments of solitude for what they are, because chances are when this is all over, it'll be very difficult to get them back as they are now. Hopefully these audio walks are a bit of an escape of quiet, contemplative solitude for you as well during these times of lockdown, where it is unpredictable. But the one thing that we can always predict is that nature is going to be absolutely stunning. Until next time, keep enjoying those moments of solitude. I'll look forward to talking to you on our next audio walk outing. Thank you very much for listening.